This is the Epilogue audio experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week, I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel, 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. The sizzling track from Allu Arjun starrer Pushpa The Rise, Oo Bolega Ya Oo Bolega featuring Samantha Prabhu is topping the charts, a viral smash hit. And once again, the voice of this Hindi version of the Telugu hit song is back. The singer of chart busters like Baby Doll, Lovely, Chittiyan Kalaiyan, Kanika Kapoor. Her journey has been unconventional and awe-inspiring. Kanika Kapoor, a very hearty welcome on the podcast.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And Kanika, it's just so lovely to have you. And in fact, must say, our listeners and our viewers will agree that, you know, your journey has been spectacular in the sense and different because it's a totally self-made journey.
Thank you so much for inviting me here and, for this interview. I won't say a very long journey. It still started, or maybe it's in the middle. I think I have a long way to go, but it's definitely been a really interesting one. And, you know, there are many people that I'm inspired by too. You know, at every step of my life, my career, I think there are different people who've basically, you know, been there for me. There have been different people I've been inspired by. There are people who've inspired me to work harder. You know, sometimes you take things for granted when you get it all. I think I've had a whole circle. I've seen a high, I've seen a low, and I've seen a high, and I've seen a low. So it's been quite interesting. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a lot I could share, but I don't think that would be able to I don't think a small interview would do justice to
of course
the ocean of experiences that I've had in my life, my career.
Of course. So if we have to pick up the things that you have learned from the success and the things that you have learned from your failures, what would be those 2-3 things that you quickly gathered and you would like to share? You know, when you got immense success with Baby Doll and back-to-back hits, and then sometimes there were lows and sometimes there are highs, as you said. So what were the challenges that you keep facing, you know, as an artist in this highly competitive industry? So what are the things that you would like to share, you know, that you keep learning from your success and failures?
I was very fortunate to have had huge success overnight, I would say. And then the most difficult thing was to sustain that, you know, when you come with such a blockbuster song like Baby Doll, you know, into the industry, or overnight, you're put on a pedestal over there. And from there, literally, when you look down, you feel scared because there's a huge height. And when I came into the industry, I was a housewife. I'd never really done anything in the entertainment industry or showbiz. So for me to be on stage, I used to tremble because I didn't know how to entertain people. I didn't know how to do anything. I mean, literally, I wasn't a part of showbiz. But I learned. I learned from my success that I have to learn better and I really need to understand and do my job properly. I can't just take it for granted. So that was amazing. I mean, it was crazy that I remember Baby Doll came out in the month of February, and in September, October, I was on a world tour with Shah Rukh Khan and Deepika. And I remember there's 25,000 people in front of me and I'm trembling because I just don't know how to sort of, you know, entertain, and these guys are like all pros. And so, yeah, I think that's when I really opened my eyes. It was an eye opener, and it taught me a lot. Those 6 weeks of traveling with the, you know, the biggest stars of India. And that's when the journey started, when I, you know, came back home and I started to learn to perform. So yeah, that's success taught me to become a performing artist, actually. Wow. From just a raw girl from home who just knew how to sing and who'd learned music, to become a performing artist. Wow. To be able to face people, to be able to face fear, because when you're in front of people, you're like an open book. You're sharing your soul, your heart, and everything, you know. And I think that I found very difficult. It took me a few years. I think now I'm the pro.
Absolutely. And to create your own identity, Kanika Kapoor, like, you know, in an industry, as I said, that, you know, you have Shreya Ghoshal to Sunidhi Chauhan to the divas of the world, you know, and to make your own mark, to create your unique identity, not to try to, you know, sound like anyone. And then everybody's heads literally turn when Kanika Kapoor sings. How do you deal with that pressure or that competition?
Honestly, I wouldn't say that it's not pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Even though I believe that there is no pressure, because I'm, you know, I sort of believe that I don't need to be like anybody else, and I don't need to have competition with anyone else. And I teach myself that every day in my spiritual studies. But I think subconsciously there is pressure, and anyone who says there isn't is maybe lying to themselves. But sometimes it's pressure of competition with your own self. You know, you want to do better and better and better, and you get one chocolate and you it's like sugar. You want more chocolate and you want more chocolate. But you know, with time you learn. For me, I knew one thing from my Guruji when I was growing up. He always told me, please don't sing like anybody, don't copy anybody. So even though, you know, my Guruji, late Pandit Ganesh Prasad Mishraji from the Banaras Gharana, he taught me for almost 12 years. I learned music from him. And when I used to sing, he used to give me some musical pieces and, you know, on the CDs and stuff in those times, in the 90s and, you know, 20s, basically, when I was learning, he said, ki inse inspire ho jao lekin inko copy mat karna, you know. So that is something I sort of learned. And I remember, you know, in, you know, from 2001 till about 2013-14, when I actually got a break, I used to do music on my karaoke system and put a karaoke CD and my headphones and mic. And I used to copy and sing the song, right, like a Devdas song. I had to sing like a Kavita Krishnamurti, or I had to sing like a Alka Yagnik Ji, right, you know, various singers. But I think when I started singing professionally, I sort of came to my own self and I didn't copy anybody. I tried to always make sure that however I sing, I have my own identity.
People love you for that.
I think my voice is a mixture of all these amazing artists. I'm inspired by all of them.
No, absolutely. And so what is the creative discipline of Kanika Kapoor, if you had to say? Is there any creative discipline as an artist that you follow?
There is not. I follow so many people from different walks of life. I mean, there are even some new artists that I sometimes listen to on YouTube who are not even known, you know, and I think they sing so well, and it puts me, I feel shameful that I'm not doing Riyaz every day when I listen to them singing so well, because I think the one thing that you have to be very careful when you're up there, when your songs are working, you shouldn't forget that you have to still practice.
Wow.
And it's the practice that's going to keep you there and sustain, because when you're singing live in front of people, you know, you're doing a concert. I mean, there have been moments where I've gone out there and felt really nervous because I've not practiced enough and I'm very tired because I've been promoting or I've been here and there, and you know, and I felt guilty, and I told myself that I must give myself time. I must not run after everything. So yes, I have become much more disciplined than before. I do look after what I eat. I do look after how much I sleep and my throat, because this is the gift from God that I have. So, but you know, you learn all this with time and experiences.
Wow.
We all take it for granted to start with. So did I.
Lovely. Lovely. That was the honest, ever honest Kanika Kapoor. Kanika, we have to talk about the songs that made you a star overnight. You know, your singing left a lasting impression in the hearts of your fans. Songs like Baby Doll, Chittiyan Kalaiyan, all composed by Meet Brothers. We had them last year on the podcast and they were going gaga about, you know, the chemistry you share.
I think some of my most popular songs are with them, and we've known each other since we were teenagers because they went to school with my brother in Sindhya. And it's amazing how, you know, when Ekta Kapoor called me to sing Baby Doll and you know, and then I got a call from them that, oh my God, we've been asked to call you to do a song with us. It's just how people meet. And I remember when I was 13 years old, they had come to Lucknow and I used to play the keyboard and sing. You know, bahut shauk tha mujhe chote mein, main chords seekhti thi and khud baja ke gaati thi.
Wow.
You know, I used to spend hours and hours growing up doing all this. So they had come to spend a day with my brother because they were in Lucknow. And so, you know, I remember calling Manmeet Bhaiya and telling him that you have to hear me sing. And that's when they heard me for the first time. And I was learning classical back in the day in Lucknow. So from there to here.
Imagine.
You know, it's amazing. And obviously, I don't know, there is a very special chemistry, because every time we've done a song together, it's something that's magic. It could be a song as amazing as a Hello Ji Bade Sone Lagde Ho. I don't know, they bring out something from me. You know, there's a chemistry.
Wow.
So, and I'm always at ease when I'm working with them, you know. So, I mean, it could be Nacha Farate, it could be Baby Doll, it could be, I mean, so many.
Yeah.
You know, Thane Rahiyo, which has become such a big rage now in the last 1 year, you know. So, a long way to go.
Lovely. Did you think in your wildest dreams that, you know, this track is going to be everywhere?
You know, I'm actually still in shock. I can't believe that the song is everywhere. You know, it's crazy. And I think as I'm speaking to everybody, even today, I'm realizing that, oh my God, this is such a big super duper hit. Well, DSP and I have known each other for the last maybe 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
You know, I met him with some friends, you know, in the South Indian industry, who are, you know, some friends of mine, some actors. And we, you know, we've been talking about doing something together. So I think I just got a call from him one day that, you know, you have to come and you have to do this song. And I landed in Chennai. We started working at 4 in the evening. We finished at 6 a.m. And I came back to Bombay. That's when we've learned and done this whole song. So,
wow.
You know, but I have to say that I was really inspired by the Telugu version, because that's what he made me listen to.
Wow.
You know, and I loved it so much. So I sort of got inspired by the singing of the artist from the Telugu version. I think she's a new artist.
Yes.
And she's brilliant, you know. So I sort of learned from her to be able to sing the Hindi version.
Wow,
you know, the expressions and everything. So, yeah, I mean, I have to be honest. I mean, you can't shy away from people, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's, you know, that's how I sort of did it so quickly.
Wow. And what did you learn from, particularly from, you know, the working with the artists in the South Indian industry? Like you have worked from, you know, in Bollywood, you have worked with Vishal Shekhar to Amit Trivedi. And now, you know, from the in the stalwarts in the South Indian industry, what is that particular thing that you actually learned from that industry, if you had to?
You know, the one thing that I find very, very, I think, honorable about the South Indian industry is that they are very, very you know what to expect. And they're very disciplined. They're very their way of working is amazing.
Wow.
You know, there was a lot of honesty in terms of where I stood, maybe because I even asked them, are you sure you're going to use my vocals, or like anything that I would ever ask. I think they were just very honest and to the point.
Wow.
So it was amazing to work with DSP actually. And I hope that we will be doing more work together soon.
Lovely.
Because I think it's just, it's worked really well for us. And, you know, I think in this whole process, we've become friends, and he's just the most down to earth and chilled out composer that I worked with. Because otherwise, when you work with someone new, even for me today, I get nervous, you know. It's not easy to just go and open up and just sing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kanika.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. This is Kanika Kapoor, and you're listening to me on 9XM Soundcast. So listen to the podcast and subscribe.
As Kanika Kapoor's Guruji told her, to take inspiration from the greats, but not to imitate. And that's what she did. She won hearts with her individual, original style. And she also spoke about how there is no need to compete with others. Though there is high competition, insecurity, and pressure, it's important to not let this pressure stress you out. Patience is a virtue. Sticking to your self-belief, along with hard work, pays you off in the end. Discipline is of utmost importance to Kanika Kapoor as an artist in terms of health and practice both. For more such inspiring conversations, subscribe to the podcast. If listening on Spotify, hit the follow icon. In fact, you can now rate our podcast on Spotify. To talk to us and share your thoughts and feedback, you know where to reach us on our social media handles. On Instagram, I am at Eva Bhatt Podcast and at 9XM India. See you next week with a new episode, new artist on 9XM Soundcast.